B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's do some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I DVR'd a show last night.
Okay.
Now, I never DVR anything.
Yeah, you're anti-DVR. Mainly sports, though.
Well, yeah, I can't DVR sports. I'll do it. And once in a while, like an Eagles game, I go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Just to go back and watch before you get that cut up. But I never liked the DVR. And I DVR'd a show. Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci on CNN. And he goes back to Italy. And he runs through the whole boat. Whole boot. And he does his whole homeland, which is my homeland. So I'm curious about it. I'm enamored by the country and all the customs and obviously the settings and the food and the people. And so it's on CNN and I DVR'd it. And I tried to realize, I've never DVR'd anything. And I was getting text messages. Like, my father was like, this show's incredible. It's a great show. You're watching.
Oh, and you're missing out.
And I was missing out. And I started to think about television and how we don't watch TV like we used to as a communal thing, right? Because of DVR and on demand, you know. And again, I'm not going back in ancient history. We used to talk about Sunday night, Sopranos, Entourage, Curb, like when those
now binging is a thing,
right? Like, so we don't watch things together anymore. The only thing we watch together is sports.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And nightly news is not the same as it used to be, right? Where it was, you got to sit down in front of the news to watch Walter Cronkite. You know, now it's, well, I have a certain bias, which is why I watch CNN. I have a certain bias, which is why I watch Fox News and MSNBC. Like, you're not even watching one network anymore. There's 18 different news networks that you're paying attention to. So, yeah, I mean, sports is the only thing where everybody, for the most part, sitting live time and watching it.
So my question is, do we miss that? Like, I think there's something special that a bulk of the population was watching something at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be cool to be able to sit down and say, oh, dude, episode 2 of Breaking Bad was awesome last night.
Right, like, that's, you know, forget about us on the air, but that's water cooler conversation.
Right. And nowadays it's, hey, I binged the entire season of Cobra Kai the other day. And it was like, All right, well, I'm only on season 1 and you're on season 3 and you finished it.
Right. So don't tell me.
Right. Exactly.
Now,
you can't talk about it until they're done.
Right. Now, there's way more spoils.
Oh, there's spoils all over the place. There's articles that, hey, don't watch this if you don't want spoilers. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, don't read it.
Yeah. Everything's out there. It's crazy.
No, I miss it. Now, is it possible that if we all pick the show, at least on our show, to watch, that we would have, like, we could do that? Like, recreate it with one show? I don't know what it would be. We'd all have to agree on it.
Yeah, it would. You could do it, but there's that knowing that the next episode's there. Like, I've been talking about, I'm obsessed with the show Designated Survivor, right? It's become a, wow, I just watched 6 episodes today. 45-minute long pieces, right? Like, I just watched 6 episodes today because I had nothing else to do. And this one ended great. I need to watch a 7th. And knowing that next episode is there, it would be hard to try to do a communal, hey, even though that whole show is posted on Netflix, you can't watch the next episode. Yeah, that'd be tough for people.
Yeah, because it's the allure of the one more.
You know it's there.
I won't say nothing. Right.
Yeah, I don't think people could do it. Now, what you could do to be smart, so I talked about this with Pat Egan a few weeks ago, and I believe it was Ted Lasso did it. where they had the whole season finished, but they only posted a few episodes. Like season one.
I actually liked Ted Lasso.
I know you did. Like you said, it's nice late night, just, you know.
No, I only got up to like, I only watched like six episodes. And I got to go back to it. I haven't gone back to it.
Right. But you could do something like that where the season one was filmed, edited, it's all ready to go. But they're only going to post three of the 10 episodes because they don't want people to run right through.
Yeah.
Like they don't, it's not like they make more money if they post the whole thing. Like it's going to get posted. There's no ads playing in during a Netflix show. So I don't see why not.
Yeah, it's interesting. What was yours?
Yeah, it was something that I saw over the weekend. I was thinking about it a lot this morning. And I don't know, like, because of how bad it was, I don't feel dirty about it. But I saw a tweet that was actually liked on social media by Jamie Lynch. And the tweet was from a guy named Lawrence. And he responded to the Eagles posting on Valentine's Day at 4:05 a photo of Alshon Jeffrey. Happy birthday, Alshon Jeffrey. So yesterday was Alshon's birthday. And Lawrence quote tweeted it with the photo of Alshon and the diving grab against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And the caption that he posted was, "How I'm choosing to remember the Alshon era." I can't do that. I know there's a lot of people responding to it, liking it. They're spot on. I'm grateful for that catch in the Super Bowl. I'm grateful for 2017. But
this is the bro saying this?
There's a guy named Lawrence, but the bro agrees with it. There's a lot of people, and he's not the only one. There's a lot of people that agree with it.
Is Alshon big enough that he's an era?
Maybe not.
Like,
era,
I view Alshon Jeffrey as, I don't know. Let me think of somebody on 08 that won a champion, that won the
Ryan
World
Howard era.
Right. Yeah. Like, I view him as, he's not even at Chooch level for me.
See, like, Pedro Feliz? Please, yeah. Had the game-winning hit. Alshon, it was a big touchdown, yeah, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's like,
he's Feliz.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, quite frankly, when he leaves, like, he's left now.
Like,
or whatever.
I might celebrate him not being on the field this year.
Yeah,
I feel dirty about it.
I don't feel dirty at all. I think he stinks. Like,
yeah, I think he's a rat.
But, like, honestly, like, when he got hurt, like, he can't play anymore. He's done. And I agree with you. I think he's a creep.
But are we ungrateful? Because there's a lot of people that are like, this dude's got over 1,000 likes. Like, people are like, yes, you're right. I'm going to remember Alshon era, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Alshon era.
There's been more bad than good, I would think.
He doesn't even deserve an era.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't mean era as in.
No, but, like, you're making him out to be bigger than what he is. Like, he's half a nobody to me.
I can't go half a nobody.
Why? Was he made a play in the Super Bowl?
Well, he made a lot of plays that entire year. Torn rotator cuff in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Get the violins out.
No, I have no respect for the dude for everything that's happened, but I feel kind of dirty going, screw him.
I actually love Corey.
Yeah, but Corey also wasn't a problem.
Yeah, but Corey doesn't get any love, and he made plays in the Super Bowl. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he gets love.
I don't call about the Corey
era. But there's hate toward Alshon Jeffrey for the stuff that he's pulled.
Bleep Alshon Jeffrey. Like, to me, it's bleep Alshon Jeffrey. Who's Alshon Jeffrey?
Would you buy a beer for Alshon?
No, I would not.
I bet you a lot of people would.
Well, whatever. I don't know why. Would I buy? Was he made a play in the Super Bowl? Yes. Like Nick Foles? Yeah. All right. Brandon Graham? Yeah. Come on, dude. Talk about overstating it.
There's a lot of people on board with it.
I'm out. Out.
That just made me think. Trying to see if I'm ungrateful or not.
Ungrateful? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. 610-632-0975. Let's talk about it. You got a couple things. I'd like to get the TV show thing in there. And we'll bring in the Alshon. I don't know. I don't see what you guys, like, ungrateful for Alshon.
I'll read some of the responses on the other side for you.
I think there's
a lot of Alshon love out there, man.
I think that's just stupid.
Probably because they hate Carson now.
Well, whatever. But talk about a nobody receiver. I mean, give me a break. 1 year yet. Paid him a lot of money. And by the way, he hamstrung you. Oh, I better stop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.